23강 편의시설 이용 예제 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, honey, your parents' wedding anniversary is this Saturday. We should make a restaurant reservation today.
I know. I've been thinking about it. What do you think of Pasta Bella, the Italian restaurant on Riverside Avenue?
Italian? Yeah, that's their favorite.
They certainly love spaghetti.
Okay, I think Pasta Bella will be perfect.
Another good thing is that they have a beautiful view. We can have dinner overlooking the river.
That'd be wonderful. How about their prices, though? Aren't they expensive?
Well, they're a little bit high, but there's a discount coupon on their webpage.
All right, that's good. Did you print it out?
Not yet. Will you do that for me? And I'll make a reservation.
Sure. And don't forget to ask for a table by the window.
Thank you. I won't forget.
1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Jackson, are you using the community center's meeting room this afternoon?
I'm planning to. I'm supposed to meet some student volunteers at 3 p.m. Why?
I need a place to talk to a new yoga instructor. Would it be possible for me to use the room around 5 p.m.?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Watson.
All right. What seems to be the trouble?
I'm not sure why, but my stomach has been bothering me for the past few days.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? This is Jennifer Brown, the school librarian. As you know, our school library has been given a variety of new materials, including books, magazines, and documentary movies by the kind donors at Reading Society. To accommodate these new materials and provide you better services, we will be remodeling from August 24th to September 14th. Since we'll need to move all the PCs and furniture for the renovations, the library will be temporarily closed. We're sorry for any inconvenience this may cause. Thanks for your attention.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Miss White. Long time no see.
Hi, James. I've been busy writing a new story, so I haven't had time to come in. I finally sent it to the publisher last week, though.
That's great. I'm sure your new book will be just as successful as the last.
I hope so. James, are you free to do my hair now?
I'm sorry, but I have a client coming in any minute.
Then is anyone else available now?
Yes, Tracy can help you. So, what would you like done today?
Well, look at this. I tried to dye my hair by myself.
Oh, it's all red. Now I know why you were wearing that hat.
It's the last time I try that. I need it re-dyed.
Okay, have a seat over there. I'll go get Tracy.
5번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at?
My friend Jessica just sent me this. It's a picture of a kid's cafe that she recommends.
I see. Her daughter, Lucy, certainly seems to be having fun jumping on the trampoline there. Who is the girl wearing glasses, lying on the trampoline?
That must be her cousin. I heard that she's visiting this week.
They both look happy. There's even a sandbox next to the trampoline for kids to play in. Look at the boy who is making a sandcastle.
I like the square table on the top left side of the picture. People can have snacks there.
Yeah, but there's only one. It'd be better if there were more tables.
True. Oh, look at the toy car here in the top right corner. Our son would love this.
He'd probably be happy playing with just that.
Probably.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, honey. You're a little late.
Yeah. On my way home, I stopped by the post office, but it was closed when I got there.
The post office closes at 6 p.m. What time did you get there?
6:10. You know Jonathan, right?
Yeah. He's your friend that moved to Denver a few months ago, right?
Yes. His birthday is next Monday, so I wanted to send him a birthday present.
Make sure you stop by the post office tomorrow. I hope it gets to him on time.
I don't know if I'll have time tomorrow. My work schedule is so tight, and I might have to work late.
Oh, I can send it for you then.
You don't mind? Thanks, honey.
No problem.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 스웨터를 환불해 줄 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to know if I can get a refund on this sweater.
What's the reason for the return?
I got it from my friend, but I already have one with a similar design.
Okay. Do you have the receipt?
No. Can't I get a refund without the receipt?
Just a minute. Let me scan the price tag.
Here you are. The tags are still on it, and I haven't tried it on.
Oh, I'm afraid we can't give you a refund on this item.
Was it purchased too long ago? Is there a time limit on returns?
No, there's no limit, but since it was on sale at the time of purchase, we can't offer a refund. We can exchange it for you, though.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll look for something else.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Well, how much is it for everything?
Let me see. Okay, that comes to $180 altogether.
$180? That's more expensive than I expected.
You can double-check all the prices here on the screen.
Okay. Well, oh, I see a mistake here. You charged me twice for this frying pan.
Really? Oops. I'm really sorry about that. That frying pan is $50. Let me take that off.
I think there's another mistake. You charged me $30 for these three boxes of cereal. Aren't they 20% off?
Sorry, but you only get the discount if you have a membership card.
Oh, I have my membership card with me. Here it is.
Okay. Then I'll take 20% off the three boxes of cereal. Here's your new total on the screen.
Great. I'll pay by debit card.
9번. 대화를 듣고 테니스 코트 예약에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Perry Park Information Desk.
Hi. I'm calling to ask about reserving a tennis court.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you with that.
First of all, I'd like to know if a tennis court is available on May 20th.
We don't have any reservations on that day. What time are you hoping to use it?
What time does the court open?
It's open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We reserve by the hour.
We'd like to use it for 2 hours from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. How much is it an hour?
It's $20 per hour.
And do you have lockers to store personal items?
Yes. We have 30 in the locker room. You can use them for free if you reserve a court.
Great. I want to reserve one. My name is John Williams.
Okay.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 숙소를 고르시오.
Honey, where are we staying during our trip to Manhattan?
I haven't booked anything yet, but I just picked up a brochure of hostels in Manhattan.
Good. Let's see if there's a good one.
I prefer a hostel that is less than 15 minutes walking distance from the subway station. 20 minutes seems far.
I agree. We'd waste a lot of time just walking.
And we'll need the internet to get information about places to visit in the city.
Right. We should choose one that offers free internet access for sure.
Okay. We can have breakfast for free in these two hostels.
Great. That'll save time in the morning. Let's choose one of them.
Do you prefer one over the other?
Well, let's go with the cheaper one.
Good idea. I'll make a reservation now.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Paul, what do you think about taking Martin somewhere this weekend?
That's a good idea, honey. He'd love it.
Where do you think we should go?
How about Dream Amusement Park? Martin likes going on roller coasters.
Okay, but how about going somewhere more educational this time?
Like where?
Well, the Animation Museum. Martin could learn about animation and maybe get inspired to want to learn more about it.
Great idea. I saw a commercial for the Animation Museum somewhere. They even show kids how to create a storyboard and make animated movies.
That'd be fun. And who knows? Maybe Martin could find out he really likes animation and would like to pursue it as a career.
12번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 켈리가 자동차 정비사에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kelly drives to work every day. Yesterday, she heard a strange noise from the engine while she was driving to work. She took her car to get it repaired at lunchtime. When she went to the repair shop after work, the mechanic told her the noise was from a worn belt and he replaced it. When she was driving home from the shop, the noise was gone. However, this morning, the same strange sound starts again, even though the belt was replaced. She goes back to the shop to tell the mechanic that there's still something to be repaired. In this situation, what would Kelly most likely say to the mechanic?